Hey everybody, welcome to another very exciting edition of the Toncast. I am a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. There is no host this week. In fact, really, this is just an obligatory entry in the Pantheon because I think I've only put out two in February, and I'm really trying to do this weekly, and I'm failing. Yeah, I'm failing. But, you know, I do a lot of other stuff, and time gets away from me, and I sink into deep bouts of depression and not wanting to do this crap that I do for, I don't know. Is there a reason? No, it's actually kind of pointless. Me and Steve Falk were talking about the Film Pigs web series on Geek Nation, and he said, the great thing about it is it's kind of pointless. And by that, he meant, I don't think it's completely pointless, but it's a place for us to play. We don't kid ourselves that we're trying to eventually make a living off of it. Although, if Geek Nation works it out and monetizes the thing, so much the better. What a bonus. But we do it for the sake of doing it. I guess it's not so much pointless as it is a place for us to work out. And they give us, you know, for the most part, a lot of artistic freedom. We can kind of do whatever we want. It's our own comic voices. Sometimes it resonates with people. Sometimes it doesn't. Any comedy show really has that. Especially sketch comedy. There's never been a sketch comedy show where every episode resonates because, you know, when you have individual sense of humor coming out and going out into the ether, sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't. I like all that we've done on one level or the other because to me it's just fun. Even when they're not laugh out loud, they're fun, so it's a place to work out. So why do I do this? Why do I do this podcast? It's sort of the same thing. It's just a place for me to play and talk I was listening to a podcast where they were talking the hosts were interviewing a guy about podcasting and when you quit, when should you quit. And one of the hosts said, you know, it's either, you know, do 100 of them or don't do it at all. And this guy said, well, no matter how many you do, once you've lost a passion for it, what's the point of doing it? What's the point of doing a passionless podcast? Because for the most part, you know, you don't make any money off of it. And then you're just wasting people's time. And I'm here to say that sometimes I am passionate and sometimes I'm not. And the ones that aren't passionate tend to be shorter. So, you know, at least there's that. And honestly, right now, I am just talking to talk. I am just filling in space. For the sake of it, just to see what happens. Is it passionate? No, not really, but I'm passionate about entertainment, okay? I'm passionate about entertainment and being an entertainer, so there's something to that. And trying to create regular content, even though I have no one telling me to do it. I mean, it's different when you're working with deadlines. You know, you can give yourself deadlines, and then you're like, ugh. You know, if someone's paying you and you have a deadline, then you're like, got to do this. And sometimes you churn stuff out just to hit the deadline, and it turns out to be genius, even though you had diarrhea of the mouth. That happens. That happens all the time. But with this thing, I don't have anybody paying me. I don't have anybody telling me. I try to tell myself to do one a week. And you know, I've missed a couple weeks this year already. And I was saying to my friend Steve Falk last night, I was saying, lately the last couple weeks, I just all the stuff that I've said to myself, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna work on this pilot, and I'm gonna work, you know, make sure to record my podcast, and I'm gonna write my blog entries, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do the other thing, and none of it anybody's asking me to do. And I said, said, you know, I've been blowing it off. I've been blowing it off. Essentially, you know, jacking off literally and metaphorically for the last couple weeks. And I apologize to myself. But at the same time, it's kind of awesome that I'm my own boss with this stuff because, you know, it's essentially if you're not getting paid, it's just a hobby. And I can blow off my hobby. I can say, fuck you, hobby. I don't fucking want to do you right now. And that's all there is to it. And it doesn't mean that I've lost passion or I should quit doing it. But maybe just, you know, maybe sometimes I need to take a break and not do as many in a month. That's... I don't even know where I'm going. See, I'm just talking. I'm just talking for the sake of talking, for the sake of having something to post. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I really don't. So, yeah, this episode's going to be a short one because I honestly don't have that much to say. I mean, I could talk about the Oscars, but, you know, who cares? I went to an Oscar party and I got pretty drunk. And at the end of it, it ended in a punch fight. Not like a real punch fight. It was just a bunch of people like fake punching each other. It was so weird. It was genuinely weird, but wonderful. You ever have those where it's just like you wake up the next morning and you're like, what the hell? How did that happen? And you know, you have the just the right amount of crazy in a room and a large level of drunkenness, and then it just gets silly. I mean, there were, you know, there's an age range there, 20 somethings to 40 somethings, but what, like, how weird was that? You know, how weird was that? It was like instead of an orgy, it was just you know, it could have descended into, you know, a crazy orgy if we were that kind of people, but we're not, so we just all started punching each other, you know. Swingers would have just had an orgy. They wouldn't. Well, I don't know. Some of them probably punch each other too. I don't really understand how that stuff works. But you know, it was fun. It was a good time. But as far as the Oscars, you know, who cares? One more person weighing in on the who cares? I didn't even care about most of the movies that were, you know, up there. I mean, I saw some of them. I didn't see all of them. Some of them were good. A number of them I haven't seen just because they're not my thing. You know, my thing. I like genre stuff. I like escapist entertainment. And I was thinking about the Oscars, and you know, every year it's usually, you know, dramas or, you know, in a couple cases, dramedies. Very rarely pure comedies. Never horror films, really. You know, they called Silence of the Lambs a horror film that won Best, but it's really not a horror film so much as a thriller with horror elements to it. You know, and certainly balls out action movies never wind up getting into the Academy. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and it's, yeah, that, oh, do you hear that garbage truck? Can you hear that in the background? It's garbage day. Hey, garbage truck. Hi. I remember when my kid first, you know, started taking notice of the world around him. He was so fascinated with garbage trucks because they're kind of cool around here. They come and they scoop up. They have the mechanical arm and it scoops up your trash bins and it dumps them into the back of there. This is very exciting if you're a small child. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, enough about the dump trucks. Back to the Oscars. This is what I'm saying. You know, they tend to, you know, serious movies, movies that are emotional, a lot of movies about poor people or the destitute or the victims of genocide, slavery, uprising, all those things, that's what, you know, they're serious and important. But when you think about it, the people in the Academy, they're all incredibly wealthy, and they live lavish lives. So aren't these movies really, even though they're depressing and about poor people, that's escapist entertainment for rich people? That's how they escape. They escape, and then they feel like, wow, I'm glad they get, they live sadness, and they're like, wow, I'm glad I'm not that sad. But if you're, you know, on the under rungs of, is that a thing? An under rung? A lower rung? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I told you this is just a filler episode. Why are you getting up in my grill about not talking right? Oh, come on. Give me a break. So anyway, that's their escapist entertainment. I don't know why, you know, if it was poor, if there was, you know, that's why the People's Choice Awards, you know, they give it to, you know, stuff like they give stuff to Jack Black and whatnot, because that's what poor people like, because we live the depressing poorness. Why the hell we go see a movie about it? I don't know. That's my observation. I don't know if it's interesting. I don't care if it's interesting, but you know, you could feign interest if you want. Whatever. It's up to you guys. It's totally up to you guys. Anyway, I just realized, even though I'm only 10 minutes into this, I'm really hungry. It's lunchtime. That's what I've been doing all morning. I've been doing all this work that I've, like, quasi-work, I guess, that I've put off. Like, I wrote my blog. I try to do that twice a month. I've only done it once this month. You see what I'm saying? And I did that this morning. And then, I sent out a bunch of emails I've been meaning to send that I blew off because I just not in the mood. And then I made all the doctor's appointments because, you know, I had my birthday last month. And when you're in your 40s, that's when you have to really start getting serious about your physicals. And then I have to go see the allergist so I can get my nasal spray to keep me from getting congested at night. Then I got this other doctor who wants me to come in, but I don't want to keep taking the pills he put me on. I'm just not into it. So I think I might just blow that off. I mean, it's not like it's helped. So, but then I have to do that. And, you know, and that's, I put off that because I just don't like going to doc. I mean, you go to the allergist, there's nothing, you know, it's obligatory. I go, he looks at it, he says, everything's the same. I'll prescribe you the same and you can come back next year. And it's just like it's just like waiting to do that. And then of course, the general practitioner, you know, the physical, you know, he's going to put his fingers in my butt. And that's no fun when it's an old doctor guy. That's just no fun. I mean, I guess it depends on the person. I don't know. If I had a hot lady doctor, I might enjoy it more. I don't know. I don't want to do it. So now I have to go do that. So I did all that, and then I did a Film Pigs vlog, and now I'm sitting here, you know, trying to do this so I can post it and I can say to myself, hey, I did that. I did that thing. I finally did that thing. It's the whole reason. That's the whole reason. You know, they say a writer writes about what's honestly going on even when he doesn't want to. And I think this is sort of the same thing about podcasts. You know, you got to talk about what's going on even if you really don't want to. And I don't want to. I had fun last week on the last episode. Susan Tankersley sent me a bunch of... this is full disclosure. If you listened to it and you were curious, or if it wasn't obvious, she sent me a bunch of MP3s with questions, and then I just edited them in to me answering them, a track of me answering them. And that was fun. Although, you know, it takes a lot longer to do that than it does to do just a podcast where you sit down and you talk to someone and then you record it and just post it. But it was fun. And if there are any other listeners out there who want to do that, I don't know. She may be the only person who actually listens to this. If there are other people and you want to do it, let me know. You can email me at info@toddrobertanderson.com. You can send me the MP3s. We'll do a pretend interview with you if that's what you want. But I was just on that subject on Susan. She sent me some emails. One of which said I suggested that she watch the horror movie Splinter, and she described it as the thing in a gas station, which is, I think, very astute. But she said it was a lot of fun, so I'm glad I helped out there. It's always nice when you recommend something to somebody and they're like, "Oh yeah, I really like that." Because it's happened before where I'm like, you know, like that movie Wanderlust last year, I thought it was really funny. And a lot of people I've recommended it to, and they're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really, it was okay. It's just like I didn't try to build it up too much. It's just like I thought it was a fun, you know, fun, funny movie. I don't know. It's kind of a divisive picture for something as breezy and light and silly as it is. But, you know, whatever. To each his own. It's all subjective. Bozzy, 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 ba. Also, Susan, if you listen to the last episode, she took a page from the Film Pigs podcast. I've done a game show on there with the pigs called Pitch Me, where I make them pitch me. I give them movie stars and a title or movie stars and a budget or something, and they have to pitch me an idea and give me a plot and all that stuff. And I never play it because I'm always – that's my game that I host, and I do the judging, but she wanted me to do it. Hers was, she wanted a movie, with, man, I can't even remember. It had to do, anyway, I pitched her a movie about a giant slimy lizard, and it was called Three Men and a Giant Slimy Lizard, I think, and, starred, Tom Selleck, and, James Urbaniak, and, I think me. That was my pitch to her. I gave her a whole plot and she, gave me a score. Here's her, official pitch me score of my, pitch from the last episode. Just, you know, so you know how I did. So I got plus 1 million because I assume, or she assumes that, giant slimy lizards are at least 10 feet tall. Yeah, I think so. I actually, in my mind, and I wasn't specific about this, and I should have been. I think the giant slimy lizard I had in mind was way bigger. It was like the size of a house, you know, like 20 feet, like, and really like a lot of girth to it. But anyway, then she subtracted $50,000 for sounding like the movie Alligator at first, which I was totally I'm guilty of. I was just riffing off Alligator because I love the movie Alligator. And you know what? The fact is pitching in Hollywood these days, if you're not straight up pitching a remake, you're just pitching another movie in wolf's clothing or something. You know what I mean? Again, don't get critical about the way I'm talking in this episode, or I'll get mad. I'll get straight up angry at you. I will. I'm losing patience. I'm already losing patience with you. Then she added $500,000 for making up for the shameful lack of female stars with stripper prostitutes. And there's nothing saying that you can't cast a lot of Hollywood A-listers as stripper prostitutes. They love playing those roles, right? And showing their boobs and stuff. That's what they're about. She subtracted $250,000 for not explaining how the monster is defeated. She suggests that perhaps its weakness is silicone. It was directed by Paul Verhoeven. That's the movie will be directed by Paul Verhoeven. Hence, adding stripper prostitutes into a giant lizard movie. Then she added $100K for the happy ending where the, vice cops, become pimp interns because that's totally Paul Verhoeven. So I was on a Paul Verhoeven riff. If you don't know who he is, he's the guy who directed RoboCop and Total Recall and Basic Instinct and most importantly, Showgirls. According to her scoring system, I won the game Pitch Me. So I'm very proud to report that. I'm very proud to have been a part of her Toncast. And I'm not as proud to be yammering right now just to fill space. I just want to have 20 minutes to post this week, and I'll probably do the same thing next week. A little teaser, I'm supposed to get together with LA's most outspoken critic, Jason Rohr, and we're going to do a podcast together where he explains to me why certain movies that are bad are good and why certain movies that are bad are bad, because we often get into shouting fights together. About bad movies, which sounds strange, but, you know, I'll like a really bad movie, and he's like, no, that movie's just boring, and he'll like a really bad movie, and I'll say, no, what do you mean, that movie, you know, that movie's just boring, so I want to get to the bottom of how he works it out in his head, what's fun and what isn't in the bad movie realm. So I don't know what the podcast will be called. Maybe The Mouth That Roared, because his last name is Roar, and sometimes he roars his opinions at you. So maybe that'll be it. I don't know. So yeah, that's just what I need, is a third podcast. That's this is the best possible scenario. I should do a third podcast to give myself more nonsense to do. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to do. So yeah, that's the Toncast for this week. Sorry, it's rambling and aimless and pointless. I'll try to come up with an idea next week, something to talk about, try to get back in the swing of things. But you know what? I'm not Marc Maron, and I won't ever be Marc Maron, and I don't care. 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 Toncast.